Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei told MPs that Islamic democracy backed by lawmaking and close supervision carries weight in the Muslim society. The leader said an Islamic establishment based on a fair system is among the objectives which clear the way for the materialization of the Prophet's ultimate goal, which is the man's spiritual perfection. Ayatollah Khamenei said, lawmaking is of great importance for a nation like Iran, which has opened up a new window of opportunity to the humanity. Ayatollah Khamenei added interaction between different branches and reference to the constitution can remove differences of opinion. The leader said the enemy, no matter directly or indirectly, dreams about dividing the leadership in the country, adding, that's why we need to keep vigilant.
Supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, stated on Tuesday that the Majlis should cooperate with the government because both pursue the same goals. Receiving the new Majlis or parliament representatives, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei stressed that religious democracy is based on the sovereignty of God, so Majlis deputies should truly be at the service of people. The leader also called for convergence among the three branches of power. He said, if all officials remain committed to the Almighty God and fulfilling their duties, all disputes and differences will be resolved in a calm and rational atmosphere. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that law is the main engine in every society, but in the Islamic Iran, which has opened a new outlook for humanity, it is of prime importance. Stressing that the views of experts and intellectuals is imperative in dealing with a population who have different tastes, Ayatollah Khamenei underlined, however, that lawmakers should maintain their independence and should never let influential people affect their decisions. He warned that the opponents try to infiltrate the ranks of lawmakers in order to sow seeds of discord among the three branches of government. The Supreme Leader also advised the new lawmakers to be in direct contact with the people, live a simple life, resist the plots of opponents, rely on God, and take advantage of the Holy Quran's guidance during their term in office. He then thanked the former head of Majlis, Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, for fulfilling his duties sincerely. Prior to the Supreme Leader's remarks, the new head of Majlis, Ali Lorijani, briefed Ayatollah Khamenei on the plans and potentials of the new Majlis in handling the country's affairs. Now, Israeli troops killed three more Hamas fighters in Gaza on Tuesday as the regime's prime minister, Ehud Olmert, met top ministers to weigh up a possible intensified military attack on the besieged territory. Medics said the Israelis also wounded five more people in Gaza City. A Tel Aviv official confirmed that Israeli troops targeted Hamas activists with artillery fire twice in the day. According to an AFP tally, the Israelis have killed some 500 Palestinians. After peace talks between Palestinian Authority and Israel were relaunched by the U.S. in November. As mentioned, the Israeli cabinet on Tuesday debated whether to pursue a truce with the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas or embark on a broad military aggression against the Palestinian people. For months, Egypt has been trying to broker a truce between the two sides, but the ceasefire efforts have faltered over Israel's demand that Hamas free an Israeli soldier it captured 2 years ago. However, Hamas says it is ready to cooperate with Egyptian efforts at finding a truce if Israel stops its unabated violence and state terrorism against the Palestinian people.
The problem till now with the civil occupation, they are refused to give successful process to the Egyptian effort. But we are in Hamas ready to give successful effort to the Egyptian side if this occupation stop their violence and terrorism and stop their attacking to Gaza and West Bank and lift the siege and embargo. If they want to continue their violence and terrorism against the Palestinians, we are in Hamas and all the Palestinians military faction ready to protect our land and to protect our rights and interests and to protect our people.
And here is a commentary on various Israeli moves in the region.
The policy of Israel in distancing Syria from the Arab world is a faulty one. When Tel Aviv witnessed a unity of approach in the Arab world towards forming a national unity government in Lebanon and watched an emerging national reconciliation in Palestine, they began to play the role of a turncoat party. But why is that? At a first step, the Israeli media announced that a peace agreement with Palestinians had been signed and the two sides are at the verge of a great breakthrough based on the roadmap. However, the Fatah party figured out the ruse and paid no heed to the offer, as unreliable as ever. Palestinian top negotiator Ahmad Karay rejected Israel's allegation about a peace deal and confirmed that it was a sheer lie. Accordingly, similar strategy was employed by the Israelis to beguile Syrians, ending up with no result for Tel Aviv. Israeli daily Haaretz alleged that Syria-Israel negotiations will be held next week, trumpeting it in such a way to show that Syria is selling other Arab allies down the river. But it was not an effective strategy for Israel to sow rift among the Arab allies. Now, the disappointed Israel, hit by both Syria and Arab world, has found itself in the middle of nowhere, doing a neutral move on the chessboard, attacking both Gaza Strip and the West Bank.